We were, the last couple of weeks, we were talking about rivets as applied to sales. We first spoke about the issues when you take the product that you purchase right now and you're going to make payments on it on credit. And if there's a two-tier price system, that we said is completely usur. As soon as you go to the store and there's a regular price and then there's a credit price, you're having rivets problems if you take the credit price. Practical application, we said, was if they're having a fire sale, a cash-only sale, and you want to use your credit card and pay the regular price, so that would be usur. There's really no way out of that. The only way you can have a higher price for credit, we said, was if it's like someone selling their own used car, something that has no set price, something that never will have a price, used car, a suit, something that's one of a kind, jewelry. So then, if you know the person is going to make payments, so you can tell them a higher price, even though if you knew he's going to pay right away, you would give him a cheaper price. As long as you don't tell them that I have two prices here, you're okay. You just you can give them that higher price for that credit purchase, as long as you don't make it too much. What's too much? We said, according to some posting, it was the share of Onah, which is 20%, or by karka, it could be twice the value. So that was the first issue. The second issue was the opposite, where you're not getting the object right away, but you're making the payment early. And because you're making an early payment, the first issue would be they could give you a discount. So there, the fact that it's a store can make it better, because when it's, in this case, the store is giving you ribbis. You're receiving ribbis from a store, and we learned the point of Moshe, if it's a corporation, there's no issur of ribbis. And here, where it's only derabbanan anyway because it's a sale, there's good reason to say that we could rely on this heter Moshe, that if you're buying something from a store and they're giving you a discount for early purchase, you can rely on Moshe. Especially if you can use any of the other heterim that we spoke about last week. If it's yeshlo, if the seller has one of those objects in stock, completely assembled, or there's, like we said, there's no set value to it, it's something of one of a kind, which might not be so relevant to a store. So then you can pay in advance and receive the object later, even at a discount. And an example might be one of a kind custom-made cabinet, custom-made suit. So there, if you pay ahead of time and he gives you a cheaper price because of that, that'll be okay, especially if it's in a corporation, when you can rely on Ramosha's heter. There was a further issue we spoke about, not that you're getting a discount, but you're paying in advance to lock in the price against future increases, like subscriptions. You're taking a 3-year subscription to lock in that price. So there's an issue called Poskin al Ashar, and the ways to get out of that also were the same. Yeshlo, if he has one in stock, it's okay. And here we said it didn't have to be fully assembled. If it's just missing two steps, that's called Yeshlo. And there's a further heter here called Yatsa Sharp. There's a market price. You could get it anywhere. So then that's further heter in locking in a good rate right now. Now that won't help you for subscriptions because they're not available and there's no set price. So there you have to rely, we said, on the heter of Moshe again of the incorporation. If the magazine or the book company, the publisher is incorporated, we have that heter. So now that we have these two ways of avoiding ribbis problems and buying items on credit or making advanced purchases, the question becomes, are you allowed to, let's say you're the seller and you say, look, I'm selling it to you now, you have the computer now, you make payments, I'm giving you 30 days to pay $1,000, and if you're late, I want to put in a late charge. If you're late, I want you to pay $1,100, 1%. Or the other way, you're giving me payment right away, and I have to deliver to you 100 chickens. And if the chickens are late, can I say I want 120 chickens as a penalty? Can you make a late charge? Right? Does that constitute ribbis? I mean, you owe me $100, you owe me $1,000, and because you're late, I'm saying give me $1,200. Right, that's the issue. Can I make a late charge? Now there is, I know at least one one Jewish company in Baltimore that does that. They say that they send you an invoice, and on the bottom it says late charge 1.5% per month. Right, so is that permitted?
No.
No is the answer, and we'll see why.
They waive it most of the time.
Huh?
They waive it most of the time.
Okay, but anyway, you're not allowed to do it anyway if you're planning on waiving it. But let's see what's the problem and how to avoid it. And there are ways to avoid it. Okay, so before we talk about these cases by sales, let's talk about a simpler case. I'm lending you $1,000. And of course, I can't ask you for $1,100 in return. That's Rivis, the Raisa. So I just want $1,000 back. But I want it in a month because I need it in a month. Now, if you don't give it back to me within that month, I want to give you a penalty of 1.5% or $100, 10%, whatever I want to give you a penalty. Can I do that? I'm not asking for Rivis. It's just trying to encourage you to pay on time. My Rivis is, I'm making money on my money. I'm giving you $1,000. I don't want my money to be wasted. So I want $1,100 back. I'm making money on my money. That's Rivis. But over here, I'm not making money on my money. I'm lending you $1,000. I just want $1,000 back. And I want to encourage you not to be schleppy about it. I want you to give it back to me right away. And if by giving you this penalty, my hope is that you'll give the money back on time. So is that permitted? And the answer is it's not. Let's see the Mishnah. There is no Beferish Isser on it, but the Rashba says, the Rashba wants to bring three Rayas, which we have over here on the handout, that it's not Osir Midaraisa. He wants to say that there's no Isser Midaraisa because of this Svara. The Svara is that I'm not getting payment for you are having my money. I'm just encouraging you to pay. We'll see this story a little bit better inside. But let's see the Gemaras, the Mishnayot that he brings. The first is a Mishnah of a Messiah on Samachay Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Mocher lo et hasada. It starts with selling a field, then the Mishnah continues, Hilveyu al sadeyu. Someone gave a loan to another person, and he took that person's field as a security. He lent him $1,000, and he was holding that person's field as a security. The Armeloni said, this is what the lender said to the borrower, if you don't pay me back my $1,000 within 3 years, I'm going to keep the field. So the halacha is, he's allowed to keep it, even though the field might be worth more than $1,000, but that's a penalty. I said, pay me in 3 years. You have the option of paying me in 3 years. If you don't pay in that time, so then you have to pay this penalty of losing your field. The kachayis of baisus ben zonim also pi chachamim. Baisus ben zonim used to even do this, and the chacham said it was okay. So that's the Rashba's first raya, that if the extra payment is a penalty rather than I don't want to lose my money for nothing. I want you to pay me for my loss of money. So that's his first raya that there's not rivis daraisa at least. Then he brings another raya, Mishnah in Bava Basra. Someone owed a person $1,000 and he paid back part of it. He paid back $700. And then he gave the shtar to another person, a third party. And he said, if I don't pay back that extra $300 between now and 30 days, tenlo shtaro, give him the whole shtar, meaning I'll give myself a penalty and pay him a full $1,000. I already paid $700 and I owe him another $300, and I tell this middle party, this escrow person, that if I don't give you the money to give him by a certain date, give him the whole shtar as a penalty. Hikiyazman, and the time arrived then, and he didn't pay back the rest of the $300. Or Yossi Omer Yitzhar, Yossi says you're allowed to give it back to the creditor. Or Yudah says you're not allowed to. So let's just see the machlokas. There's two issues here. There's a choshen mishpat issue and a yeredeya issue. The choshen mishpat issue is, are you allowed to make such a deal? Right? Rav Yossi says you can make such a deal. Rav Yudah says you cannot make such a deal. The Gemara asks, what's the machlokas about? Rav Yossi says, asmachta kan. Rav Yossi holds, and asmachta is binding, and asmachta is this type of case where I'm really planning on paying you on time, and I'm just want to make you settled and say, look, if I don't pay you on time, I'll give you a penalty. But I don't really plan on paying that penalty. I was planning on paying on time. I was just trying to make you comfortable. I didn't really mean it. So is that such a deal binding? So Yossi holds it is. Rav Yehuda Sarei Asmachta Lo Kanu. Rav Yehuda holds that such a deal does not work. It's gezeila. Then the Gemara goes, who do we pass them like? So that's the Gemara Shaila. Now the Rashba points out, the Gemara is just worried about the Choshen Mishpat issue here. Is this an Asmachta or not? Is this a problem of Geneva, that I made a deal that I didn't really plan on doing? That's the issue. Why isn't there a Yoredeya problem? Why isn't there a Ribbis problem? I lent you $1,000. You paid me back $700. Then you said, if I don't pay back the extra $300 in the next month, I'll give you the whole $1,000 again. So how much am I getting? I'm getting $1,700 for the $1,000 loan that I gave you. Why isn't there a Ribbis problem over here? So the Rashba says, from here also we see that there's no Ribbis if it's a penalty. If you paid me the $300 in time, I would have been just as happy. I would have gotten my full $1,000 back without any Ribbis. And I'm only trying to encourage you to make that final payment on time, to make sure you give me that last $300. And that's why we made this escrow deal, and you wanted to assure me that you will do it. So that's a penalty. So there also, the Rashba, you see, arrive. From here, the Rashba says that there's no problem of paying extra if it's in the form of a penalty rather than an interest payment. Finally, he brings a right to the Gemara of Metzia, Samos Beis, on the days. So Braisa, the Gemara brings over there. Tani Rav Sapra, the Ribis de Be Rav Chia. He taught this Braisa about Ribis in Rav Chia's yeshiva. Yeshivam Sheim Mutarim. There are certain things that are really should be mutar, Vasurim Neharum is Ribis. But you shouldn't do it because it looks like Ribis. It looks like you're trying to make a loophole. Okay, so what's the case? Armelo, someone said, Halveni Mana, lend me $100, which is worth 25 selas. Armelo, he said to him, Mana Ainli, I don't have any cash, but Chita b'mana Yeshli, I have wheat worth of mana, that Shani knows, and look, I'll give that to you, and you'll do what you want, and you'll get your 25 selas from that. Nosan lo Chita b'mana. So he gave him this Chita and said, this is worth a mana. The Chazer lo Kochanim in a Be'esim v'arba selas. And then he went and said, look, I want to buy it back from you, and I'll give you a cash. Here's $24 cash. So it's worth it to the purchaser to get cash. He wants cash rather than wheat. And he loses a dollar on it. So mutter, really that should be mutter, because even though I gave you 25 and I'm only getting 24 back, and I lent you 25 and I'm getting back 25 for only $24, I'm gaining a dollar from it, but it's a sale. However, that's what the price is. Also, the last one that came in, they have a rum, but it's still also because it looks like you're trying to avoid rivets. It looks like a illegal loophole, because you're really ending up getting your extra money because you lent him that wheat. So the Rashba says, from here also, you see that when it's not strictly, I'm getting extra because I lent you the money, I turn it into a sale, that also is like a penalty, and there's only a problem of how Romis Ribis at worth, and it really should be no problem. So that's the Rashba's Chiddush. Rashba has these three Gemaras that says, from there he says, that the Isser Ribis applies in a case where I'm lending you the money, and because I lost use of my money, that's why I'm charging you more. I want more money back. But if it's because I want to encourage you to pay on time or some other reason, the convenience, so then there's no Isser Ribis at all. Now, what's the svara? The way he puts it is like this. Mishum, the time of the milsa, just read the first line. The time of the milsa, the reason is, Mishum de'ein ribis, el adover shemis rabba mishum agar notarli. Ribis is only usher when the payment is increasing because you're holding onto my money. I want to get something for my money that you're holding. Vizeh ein okein. In this case of the penalty, it's not like that. Sheyu paru v'zmano, this is the raya. Maybe if you would pay within the 30 days like you're supposed to, lohaya marba lo klum, I wouldn't get an extra penny. Vim lo paro vimashlim zinne mamish, and if you don't pay exactly at that time, chai litin lo ba'osa shah karen uknas, you have to pay that moment the extra penalty. Right? There's no point in time where we could say, oh, because you're holding my money, that's why I want more money back. Because on day number 29, or day number 30, the last day of the term, if you pay me back, then it'd be $1,000. 1 minute later, as soon as Shkia comes, at Shkia, on that 30th day, now you owe me $1,100. So you're going to say, because that extra second that you held the money, that's why I'm getting the $100? Of course not. I'm getting the extra $100 because it was a penalty. But ribbis is only when I can say, why am I getting this extra money? Because you're holding on to my money, I can't do anything with it, and I don't want to lose my money without having any gain from it. So therefore, I'm charging you extra. I'm giving you $1,000 for a month, and I want $1,100 back because I'm not going to make a profit on that $1,000 during the month. That's ribbis. Because as soon as I give you the $1,000, you automatically have to pay me back $1,100 the minute I gave it to you, because you're holding the money for that amount of term. You pay back early, you know, you can pay back early, but the deal was, you pay me back $1,100 on this term, especially maybe it's interest accrues per day. You know, I'll charge you 1% per day. That's a good rate. I'll charge you a tenth of a percent a day. So then, it's obviously, because the longer you hold the money, the more you're going to pay. But over here, this is a penalty. It's 30 days you can hold the money. That's what I want to give it to you, and I don't want to take any ribbis. I'm willing to do this chesed that you should have my money for 30 days without any problem. I'm just worried that you're going to be a little bit late paying. So then I'm saying, this minute you're a minute late, you have to pay me an extra $100. So the Rashba says that's not called ribbis. However, he doesn't say it's mutter. Ela shani omer. However, I say the Rashba says she aser lasos kind of still aser mishum delogara miribis mucheres. It's no worse than when we start in the very beginning in Hilchos Ribis. There's a concept called ribis mucheres. I lent you $1,000. You gave me back $1,000, and then a week later you say, "Oh, I'm so happy that you lent me that money. You helped me so much. Here's $100 extra." Right? That's ribis mucheres. So this is no worse than that. I gave you $1,000. You gave me back $1,000, and at that time you give me an extra $100. Shafa pisha inkan agar notar, right? That ribis mucheres. Why did you give me back that extra $100? Between the last payment and this week later, you didn't get any benefit from my money. But still, kivin shahanoa bala mamachas halba'ah. So since I'm getting some benefit from my loan, it's aser. So same thing, the Rashba says, is if it's a penalty. The fact that my loan resulted in some gain for me, that's aser midrabanan. It's not exactly the same, but he says it's no worse than that. Then he goes and wants to say maybe it really is mutter. He says you can't pass in a lahokil. In the case he was talking about, it looked like they were just trying to trick. It wasn't really a penalty. They were just trying to make an illegal loophole. That's the Rashba's maskana, that even though the ikar din, it should be okay, but it's still aser because it's haromas ribis, or it's like ribis mucheres. He says it's aser. That's what the Rashba's conclusion is. And that's the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Rivash has a kasha on the Rashba. Right? You're saying that really it should be a mutter from your different rayas. However, it's also a midrabban, you shouldn't do it. So the Rivash asks, what do you do with that first Mishnah in Bav Mesia that we spoke about, where it said that he lent him the money and fields of security. He says, if you don't pay me within 3 years, I'm going to keep your whole field. So the Mishnah said, Harish, hello, it works, that's not quite a smachta. The kachais of Baisus ben Zunan also picha chaman. Baisus ben Zunan used to do this through the eitz of the chachamim. So how can you say that there's any taint of Isser involved in such a case when the chachamim allowed Baisus ben Zunan to do this? Right, the Rashi goes through the whole lumdus why it should be okay. He says, but it's asur midrabanan anyway. But Baisus ben Zunan did it, and the chachamim said it was okay. He asked an eitz, and they said okay. They didn't say, well, you shouldn't do it. It's haromas ribis. It's ribis and mucheres. How can they do it? So the Rashi gives a teretz, and he says, this case was different in the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah it was one step removed from real ribis, right? Because when does the Rashba say there's a problem? That's if I lend you $1,000 and I'm saying if you don't pay me back $1,000 in 30 days, I want $100 cash penalty, right? Where the penalty is in cash, that looks like ribis already. I gave you $1,000, you gave me back $1,000 plus $100 cash. The case of Baisa Menzunin is I lent him $1,000. What did I get in return? I got a field worth $1,200. So since it looks like a sale, so that's why it's mutter even l'chachila. That's what the Rivash passes. Even though I lent you money, the fact that I got a field in return, that makes it mutter. So that's the rayas of the Rashba, the terrace of the Rivash, and now we can see the Shulchan Aruch, the way it paskins it. Kufay and Zayin Sifya Dalin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Ha'omer l'chaveiro. Someone told his friend, "Ima parech l'zman ploni, if I don't pay you by a certain due date, hareini chayiv l'chamei achshav. I am now obligated to you retroactively. L'zman ha'ikuv kach dinarim, to that time, a certain amount of penalty dinarim. Aser b'nei haromas ribis. Aser because of this haromas ribis iser. Now, why do you have to say mei achshav? That's to avoid the asmachta problem. Right? You're not allowed to make yourself a penalty because you really thought that you weren't. We paskin that asmachta lo kanya." So you have to work out that it shouldn't be an asmachta. One way of doing that is by making the kinyan chal now. It's a common practice. You make the kinyan sudr, you make the kinyan chal now, the remote paskins in choshen mishpat. You also have to say it's in front of the bez and choshuv to avoid the asmachta problem. But that's choshen mishpat. In Yoredeya, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's aser mirabonin is harom as ribis. And then the remote adds, v'yesh matirin, this is the rivash, v'yesh matirin, inos le'lamos, if I lend you money, when I kabel peiros and I receive peiros in return, then some say that's mutter. That's a rivash based on vices ben zun and v'yesh lachav is in the remote paskins that you can rely on that kula. Right, the Shardea says if you didn't say me'achshav, then you have the asmachta problem, and it could be then it's also defeg. Right, the choshen mishpat problem could say, you know, asmachta means you can't force me to pay you because it's not a good kinyan. I didn't really mean to do it. But suppose I'm mawful. I know I don't have to pay you, but I want to pay you anyway. You can't force me because I didn't really mean it. I thought I was going to pay on time. So you can't force me. But I want to pay you. Am I allowed to? So the Shar Deya, the Shar Mishpat says, once it becomes an asmachta, so then I can't pay you because I'm not mechuyev to pay you. So then it looks like ribis now. Why am I paying you? It looks more like ribis. It's the ribis mocheret, and he holds his also. That's why you have to avoid. You want to avoid the asmachta problem. Make sure the shah is written correctly, and then it's permitted to have this penalty clause of non-cash coming back to you. That's the first part of this year. Now the Rashba has another tshuva. The Rashba had a case where someone wrote a penalty clause, but in that case, it wasn't a one-shot penalty. It wasn't, if you don't pay me back within 30 days, I'm going to charge you a $20 penalty. It was that if you don't pay me within 30 days, I'm going to charge you 1% a day, 1% a month, 1% a week. I'm going to charge you a certain amount per day. It's going to be increasing knas as time goes on. So Rashba says, that's asur. And he holds, the Rashba says, Harei ze ribes gemura, velotia kezos b'yisrael. That's his lashon. That one thing to make a penalty, so maybe we can get out of it. Okay, my yosir drabonin, it's harom, so it's not such a nice thing. If you get a field in return, it's rather than cash, then it's okay, according to the way the Rivash added. But if it's not a one-time penalty, it's a penalty that increases with time, so that he holds his ribis deraisa, some hold it, he means it's ribis katutsa, it's osir deraisa. He certainly means it's osir, ribis gemura. Most posts in the Shach holds it's deraisa. It's an issur deraisa, even though my motive is to just encourage you to pay on time. If you pay within the 30 days, so then there's no ribis involved, because you're giving me $1,000 back for the $1,000 I lent you, and I'm just giving you this heavy penalty to late charge to make sure you pay on time. But if I make the late charge as something that accrues, that increases as time goes on, that is ribis gemura, the way the Rashba puts it. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, a few sifim later, sif tazayin. Im chayev chiev atma losik lamava kach v'kach v'chol shavua. If he promised to give the malva a certain amount per week, but oh shema akim v'mono, while he's holding the money after it was passed due, harei ze ribis gomur, it's ribis gomur. And the Ramah says, "Apagav de kozul kach der knas." Even though it's written as a knas, it's only if I don't pay in time. It's that's when you have the problem. He still says it's ribis gomer, Chayin Iker, even though there are those that are Meikel, but he holds that it's Aser. And like I said, the Shach holds that they both hold, the Chaber and the Rama both hold that it's Rivis, the Raisa. So far we're talking about loans. Even though it didn't start that way, but at this point in time, at this point after the 30 days, every day that you don't pay me, I'm charging you extra. So that shows that it's because you're holding my money, that's why I'm charging you more. And my motive might have been to convince you to pay, but my actions are saying that because you're holding my money, the more you hold it, the more money I want from you. You know, it hurts me that you're holding it that far. I'm charging you for holding my money. Right, that's the chiddush of the Rashba. So far we're talking about loans. So the first halacha we saw is that if you make a one-time penalty by a loan, it's really mutter maker adin. The Rashba says to be machmer taromis ribis. We do have that loophole to say that if you get a non-cash penalty, so that's okay, that's mutter. However, if it's more than a one-time, it's a penalty that increases with time, that's also d'oraisa. Right? It's like extremes, that's also d'oraisa to make such a penalty and such, so to pay such a penalty. And that is referring to halva. How about our cases? We're talking about sales. Right? I sold you the refrigerator and it's $1,000 for you to pay me. And I said, okay, you don't have to pay right away. We worked out one of these deals. There shouldn't be any service as from the credit. There's no two-tiered price system. It's not a set. It's a used refrigerator. It's a way that it's something that's no problem of rivets in that way. But I'm telling you, I want $1,000 in 30 days, and if you don't pay me within 30 days, I'm going to give you a 2% penalty. Service charge, late charge. Right, that's the shot that we're talking about. So the Rivash says, he continues the same tshuva that he spoke about the Rashba. He says the Rashba's Isser was only talking about a loan. Once it's a real loan, and loans could be ribis d'oraisa, that's where the din of ribis is about loans. So there we have to be machmer with haromis ribis, not to have a penalty, not to have a late charge. But if it was a sale, if the reason I owe you money is because of a sale, not because of a loan that you gave me, so in that case, there's no haroma, there's no loan going on here. I sold you money, I sold you merchandise, you owe me money for that sale, and I'm saying if you don't pay me in time, I'm going to give you a penalty, a late charge. There's no rivets going on because the whole thing was a sale to start with. So the Rivash says, in a case of a sale, even though by a loan, even a one-time penalty is also midrabanit haromis ribis, but if it's a sale, it doesn't look like ribis at all. It looks like a sale with a penalty because you didn't pay in time. This is passing in the Shulchan Aruch also, a couple of sifrim later than that. If you're ches, hamocher schor lechaveiro, if someone sells merchandise to his friend, v'shishim zuhuvim for $60, shekivul miyad, he got the money right away, v'hisna lasita lechati shana, and he said that he'll give that schor the other way. He said he'll give the merchandise within the half a year, v'miyavar alzeh, and if he goes past that time, he said, I'll give you $100 worth of merchandise for your $60 payment that you gave me up front. And they made a kinyan to avoid that smach, the problem. And the time arrived, and he didn't pay, give him the merchandise in time. He had to give him all $100 that he promised him. Ashar has to be that there wasn't a ribbis problem in the beginning, that like we said last week, it's that there was a set market price already in the market, he couldn't get it anywhere. The Kanafi Ashar, he bought it without a discount, or it was Yeshlo, he had it. But there was no problem with ribbis in the initial sale. He was not giving any discount, he was just locking in a price right now. I'll give it to you in 6 months. It's Yeshlo, it's Yotza Ashar, it's no problem. But I put in there a clause that if I don't give you the merchandise in time, I'll give you a penalty payment of extra merchandise. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Paskins is completely mutter. Because the whole Isser by a loan was, it looks like Rivas Haromas Rivas. But over here where it's a sale, by sale there's no Rivas at all, Midor Raisa. And over here where it's clearly it's a penalty, because like the Rashba Svara, if I give it back to you in time, there's not going to be any gain. You're just going to get the merchandise at price. Or the same, the reverse situation. You pay me on time, I'm going to get the regular value of what the item was worth that I sold to you. It's only if you delay the payment or I delay your delivery, that's when there's a penalty. So that is mutter gomer to make such a penalty clause in a sale contract. Okay, so we just saw the measure. It's mutter to make a knot, to make a late charge, because it's whole things are abundant. It's mutter. Can you make an increasing late charge? We saw by halva that even though the Rashba said it's only halva on the service to make a one penalty, but to make an increasing penalty with time, that's also deraisa. It's in Ribbis Gomer, head up out your sale. So there, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that just like by a halva, you can't make a per month service charge or per month late fee, because that's Ribbis Gemura by halva. So same thing by a mecher, by a sale, you can't say if you're late in paying, if you don't pay me within 30 days, I'm going to charge you a certain percent per month. That's Ribbis Gomer. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav's psak. I don't know of anyone that disagrees with it. And that's what he paskins in Sif Mem Ches over there. And Shulchan Aruch also points out another issue. We learned in the beginning of Hilchos Halva almost a year ago that by Halva, by any star, there's a rule that if you, whatever you sign on, you give that koach to trust to whoever wrote it and accounts, whatever, even if you don't understand what's written over there. But he says in this case over here, you have to know what's going on, because the whole reason we're saying that there's a heter is because it's not really ribbis, it's a late charge. If I don't know that this is a late charge, I just know that you're telling me, if you pay me now, it's right away it's $100. If you pay me in 2 months from now, it's $120. So that sounds like ribbis. I have to really know that when I'm signing it, I have to know that what's happening here is I really want my money right away. It's $100. What I'm charging you extra is a one-time late charge as a penalty rather than ribbis. So you have to know that that's what's going on. That's the Chum of the Shulchan Aruch Rav adds. So what we're ending up with is that when it comes to sales, with non-loans, we have this heter, it's mamash mutter, to say if you don't pay in a certain amount of time, I'm giving you a penalty, a late charge. But that late charge can't be increased with time. It can't be, I'm giving you a late charge of a certain amount per month, per week. It has to be a one-time flat late charge penalty for the payment. That's what we see. Now, talking about this case we began with, if I have someone who gives me I bought something from him or he did a service for me and I owe money now based on that sale, and it says, you know, you have to pay $100, and if you don't pay within 30 days, there's going to be a 2% service charge per month, so that's going to be usur. Because the fact that it's per month makes it into ribbis. Maybe you'll say, well, he didn't say it's a penalty, he says a service charge. Right, we learned a couple of weeks ago that even though you can't have two-tier price systems, but if it's, we said, like insurance companies, they charge one price if you pay per year, and the other, if it's per month, they add $5 service charge per month. So that's okay, because they're telling you it's a tircha for us every month to have to add in your money, so we're going to make a 5%, a $5 service charge per month because of that extra tircha. So service charges are okay, but that's only if the payments were planned in advance, and because I'm making each payment separately, there's a service charge. But over here, I don't have any extra tircha because you didn't pay me this month rather than 3 months later, 4 months late, 5 months late. I might be unhappy that you have my money for that long, but I'm not sending out, you know, there's no extra payments over here. I'm giving you, and I'm just increasing the interest for your late payment.
But you do bill again.
Okay, so if you would charge him the 37 cents for the stamp, so then that you could be looking at you. And that we said, any costs that I need to get the loan back, you know, I'm allowed to charge you. You know, if I have to say certify me, I can bill you that on your costs. But to just say, you know, flat rate, 2%, especially if it's a percent, why is it 2% for you? The stamp and the tircha was the same. If you owe me $100, you owe me $1,000, why is it 2%? Right, so it shows it's not a service charge. So I say, if you owe me more money, I want to get more money from you. So that should really be problematic, and I don't know of any heter for that. Now the question of comes, can you do business with such a person? Because we said it, it's not so pushy that it's true, but we saw some posts that said that You have a credit card with a Jewish company, right? So you plan on paying one time within the grace period, but it's still usher to use such a credit card because you're making a deal with them and saying, look, I'm borrowing $1,000 from you so I can purchase this refrigerator, and I'm going to pay you 18% per year, except you gave me 25 days grace period to pay in time, but I agreed to pay you rivets. So I can't, that's not echad rivets, I can't agree to make any payments of rivets, even though I'm planning on paying in time. So should the same thing apply over here also? You know, it's usher to for the seller to say, if you don't pay in time, I'm going to charge you 2% per month. But can I buy from that person? Is there any issue in making the deal with him, assuming that I'm going to pay on time? And it's not clear. I spoke to a few poskim, and one of the people that were one of these rivets for him, and he's asked one of his three shilas that he still has, and he's trying to get an answer to. But he said a svara like this. He said that in this case, even in the case of the credit card, he said it might not be so plush that it's also. When what's called rivets? That's when, like we said in the beginning, I don't mind if you keep the money longer. I'm just charging you for keeping my money. You know, as long, the longer you keep the money, the more I'm going to charge you. The bigger I'll get the same percent, but the more money I'll get based on this percentage that you give me. So that's usher. That's rivets. Over here, I don't want you to hold my money. I want my money back right away. That's what I want. The only thing we're saying is that I'm putting a penalty clause in that if you don't pay right away, so then I'm going to charge you something. So in that case, if I'm just making the purchase and I'm paying him back, so he might have in mind all these different cheshbonos that he's saying, and if he doesn't pay in time, he's going to start charging interest in this. But I'm making a purchase here, and I'm going to pay it on time. What will happen if I end up 2 months late? If I end up 1 month late, it's not a problem yet, because it's only one penalty. What happens if I end up 2 months late? So I'll work it out with him then. I'll tell him that it's rivets, and I'm going to just give you the main amount. Because he really was just trying to get me to pay on time, not to make money off of my money. So that's as far to be makeable. He wanted to say maybe there is a cool even by actual credit cards like that, by even a real loan, a money loan. So certainly in this case, or presumably in this case, where it's a sale or some work that a person did for you, and Mi'ikarudin, there's no rivets at all over here, even if by sales there's never any rivets. And the whole thing over here is just a penalty, and so it's true that you're not allowed to make an increasing penalty. That's also to pay such a penalty, because that's rivets. But to make a deal with him and pay, knowing that you're going to pay on time with that clause, it could be that it's not a problem. I'm not sure also if someone sends you an invoice that says if you don't pay on time you have to pay 2% a month, I don't know how that obligates you. Like he sold you the car, and you bought the car, and now he sends you an invoice. Or you bought a refrigerator, sends you an invoice, and if you don't pay in time. But I mean, if he didn't tell you ahead of time that there was such a deal, and you made no kinyan with him, so what makes him binding?
Often contractors in their contract that you signed would have something like that.
Right before they start working.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you might have a problem. But if it's something that they just billed you afterwards, then so because he billed it that last time and now he does it again, you have to worry that that could be his time is not binding. You could probably cross it out. If you cross it out and paid him, what do you know, that part on the bottom, would he bother you? He wouldn't mind. You paid him. It's not that, oh, how dare you to change the contract or deal, right? So I don't know, no one says that, but that might be a
so
way
out. Intention is an important part of it, that if the person is his intention is not to make money from the loan of money, but to penalize you, to get you to
pay on time the amount that you owe me without any extra. So that's this underlying svar over here. Mm-hmm. So by halavah, it's good enough to make it into only haramas rivets. By a sale, it's good enough to make it mutter. If it's an increasing amount, so then that kind of undermines your whole argument. You know, what? So why am I making it a percent, especially as a percent? The whole, okay, that percent makes it more likely that, you know, you make $2 and you give me $1,000. Now, you know, I'll swallow that for a month. But if I say it's 2%, so then that bothers me more. So that shows as a penalty. But if it increases, so then it's already looking too close to be rivets to, according to by a loan, that makes it even to a raisa, and by a mecher, it makes it aser. If you have such a contract, so that's the shiloh, you know, that he's not clear, I'm not clear either, but there is a good reason to say that you could pay on time and cross it out or just ignore that part, and then you avoid that problem with the penalties. He's talking about a mecher. He says that this chiddush, huh?
Third one from the bottom.
Right, he's saying that this chiddush of the Rashba that makes the Ribbis Gemura applies also to a mecher. Like that, he's the one that says it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about it here. Huh?
Then how can he allow?
So it's also to do. It's also to make such a deal. But I'm not doing that now. I'm not going to pay it. I'm going to pay you on time. I'm paying you on time. I'm not going to get to that. You're right. If I would end up doing that, I'd have to say, look, I can't do that. That's Ribbis. I can't do that. So I'm going to pay you on time.
I thought the only way to make the Ribbis the right, as we said once, is up full of the moment.
It's what?
Is up full of the moment.
Yeah, so that might be called, that maybe this is up full of the milver already. You know, it's the end of the 30 days. You're late now. Why am I charging this extra 2% per month? That could be the up full of the milver. Right, that could be what the answer is. Okay, so next week we'll conclude. Mecher, we'll be talking about money back guarantees. Does that involve Ribbis? In the meantime, you're using my object, and I gave you them while you're holding the money. Can you go to Staples and use it and try it and give it after 30 days? You got your money back. You lent them the money. In the meantime, they let you use their copy machine. And that'll be the final one of this month.